Hey, everybody. This is Ms. Audrey from Ms. Audrey's House. Tonight, we have a special surprise for you. I am introducing my new host, Prince Toddy English, with his new show, To My Friends With Love, Prince Toddy English. And now, for your pleasure, Prince Toddy English. Take it away, Toddy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Prince Toddy English, and that was Ms. Audrey just giving me my formal intro. That's really cool. It sounds like I'm like on Oprah or something, so that's dope. Anyway, I just this show is going to be my formal introduction to you all, because this is my first time ever doing a radio show, so forgive me because I have a little of the jitters, so I'm just getting used to this form and this medium, and so I really just want to give you the best product that I can give you. So anyway, I'm going to just keep it real, shoot straight from the hip, and that's going to be the gist of me, pretty much. That you'll know what you're getting every single week because I just come from my gut and just talk about what I want to talk about. So anyway, today I just want to talk about me. That's it. Anyway, first of all, for those of you who may know me, and I'm assuming that you do because most of the people I'm going to be showing this to are my Facebook friends. So everybody who's on my Facebook page has been a fan of mine at some point in time. Not to sound conceited or anything, but yeah, everybody who's involved with me has been like a reader of my original blog. About 3 or 4 years ago, I started my blog, To My Friends With Love, Sincerely Prince Toddy English, and it was a blog. And pretty much I was writing about my feelings. I started the blog kind of like as therapy because when I began it, I was going through a lot of things. I had a lot of issues at the time. I was really young and I didn't really know how to express myself. So I figured writing was one of my favorite mediums. So I said, you know what, let me do an online diary or a blog or something and just really just purge, get my feelings out. So, through that, as I said, it was therapy, so I just talked about every single thing that was bothering me. Every single thing from what was going on with my life, with my parents, with school, with just everything in general that would bother somebody who was like 18, 19, 20, something like that. Things that you think are so monumental, then they don't really matter a few years later. So that blog actually got really popular, and I was really shocked that so many people were coming out of the woodwork telling me that, oh, they related to my problems so much and they could identify with me and they liked reading what I had to say because I have a very candid way of speaking and writing. I'm just very conversational. I don't try and keep it formal or anything. I'm just, like I said, I'm a straight shooter. I just keep it real. And that's what I did. And that's what the audience gravitated towards. So, as the blog went away from my personal problems, I just started talking about what I liked, which was movies, music, entertainment news, politics. Yeah, I can get a little political. So I won't do that on this show, though, because I just don't want to be controversial. But, I'm just really just straightforward with everything I have to say. Anyway, people really, really liked it, especially I got a lot of love from the community because, as I said, my audience is primarily a lot of gay and lesbian, young people, older people, just LGBT in general because I'm a young gay man, and that was a lot of the basis for a lot of my conversation. So pretty much that'll be a big thing I talk about. I'll also be discussing my not being religious. I'm an atheist, and so that's been a big part of my life as well, because people really don't understand what an atheist is all about, and people just have all these misperceptions and preconceived notions about what somebody who doesn't believe in God is all about. And at the same time, not only am I a gay man and an atheist, I'm also a young black man, so that in combination, because really in the African American community, people just really just don't get it. So I just want to be that voice, and I want to be that face that like says, look, I'm all of those things, and I consider myself a pretty normal, insane person. Well, maybe I'm I'm not all the way sane. No. I'm not crazy or anything. But yeah, I'm a little quirky. Yes, I have my little quirky moments. Yes. So it's just going to be a lot of things that I want to talk about. And I just think this show is going to be really fun. And I'm hoping you all look forward to it. I'm hoping you all tune in. And I'm hoping you all give me feedback, because that's how I really thrive, is really getting that feedback and just so I can have that conversation. Like next week, it's going to be a little light next week just as I get into the show. But next week, I want to talk about retail sales and holiday shopping. Retail, because I was a retail associate for a year. And it was a living hell, and I hated every single minute of it, and I'd rather be driving nails into my fingers as opposed to waiting on customers. Some people like it, but I hated every single minute of it, and as the holidays roll around, I just really want to get people to listen to the show, so that way when you go in on Black Friday, you don't make your retail sales associate who's waiting on you hand and foot and not able to do what they actually want to do, don't give them a living hell. Don't make it so hard for them that I just want you to look at them as a human being. That's why I'm going to do that show next week. But anyway, as the shows progress, I just really want to do a show that's substantive, that's informative, that just really engages you. So that you keep coming back, so that you keep listening to me, and that really, I just really want to be a relatable person, and I really want to be, I just want to be popular. No, I don't want to just be popular, but yeah, I kind of do, but don't tell anybody. I'm not like some attention person. Anyway. So. Back to how I got into the show. Yeah, pretty much. As my blog continued and I got a lot of readership and everything, it was going really, really well. It was just going really, really well. However, maybe I would say back in May, I put a stop on the blog pretty much because I had said every single thing that I ever wanted to say at that point in time. Well, initially I thought that was the reason. However, I realized at that time I was going through a lot of things pretty much at that moment. During that period, I was dealing with this whole huge transition in my life. It's like when all of a sudden you've ever been in that situation when all of a sudden your life is going smoothly and then all of a sudden it just takes a dive into the garbage, like into just the pits of hell. That's what happened to me. It was like everything was going smooth, and then all of a sudden, I just crashed and burned, and it was like the phoenix rising from the ashes again. I really had to get it together again. And so I said, you know what? I don't have time to blog. I don't want to do this anymore because I don't have anything else to say. I just got so much going on in my life right now that I just can't do this right now. So yeah, that's the penultimate reason why I quit it the first time, and the ultimate was just I didn't have anything else to say that I thought I had to say at the time. So yeah, I just made like some little melodramatic post and and that was the end of it. So I never thought it would come back around actually, and I had been dabbling with the idea of getting back into blogging, but it just never worked. I just said I don't want to sit down and write anymore, and then if everybody's not going to read it the way that I think they should read it, I don't think I want to do it anymore. I just genuinely lost my interest. I lost my passion for it. So you know what? I'm just going to put my pen down and whatever happens, happens. So at that time, I just had started a new job that I'm still on that I love. I actually love my new career, and so it's something I really want to stick with. And I just moved into my first apartment. I'm a young guy, so this is my first time living completely on my own without anybody else. And I just started my new job, moved into my own apartment, just had a lot going on, just getting myself situated. So I just really didn't have that level of dedication to social media as I did previously. And so I kind of just left it alone and just kind of forgot about it. It was like I just really stayed on my Facebook page and kind of just like did a lot of things I was doing on the blog on my Facebook page. And so it was just like that. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Miss Audrey offers me this opportunity. And I was like, holy crap. Oh, my God. It was I was like, so I was thinking, what in the hell did she see in me that I would that made her think I could do a talk show? And I thought, and I talked with it about one of my friends. I talked with it to one of my friends, and he said, he just told me, dude, that's an opportunity. You should take it. And I was like, yeah, I really should. I really, really should. Because I never pass up an opportunity. Because when it knocks, you answer the door, because chances are it's not going to come back around. And so I said, you know what? This is golden, and I'm going to take it. If she saw something in me that made her think that I could run this, that I could handle this, I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it good, because that's how I am. When I go out, I just want to do everything. I want to be everything. I want to do everything. So that's how I got here. I'm here, and I really want to do pretty much what I've been doing on my old blog, but only through my actual voice. This is my actual voice, and I'm going to be talking to and relating to you through my actual voice. So, with that said, I'd like to invite Miss Audrey back out, because I want her to help me carry the rest of this show before I actually have some problems. Hey, Miss Audrey.
Hey there, Toddy. How are you?
I'm really, really good. Oh, I forgot to tell everybody, today is my birthday, too. I had so much fun today.
Oh, wait a minute. We're in the... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Miss Audrey.
Happy birthday.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, y'all see, y'all didn't know Miss Audrey can sing.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so honey,
I'm learning so much about you, Miss Audrey.
Oh, see, I have more facets than a diamond.
Okay, that's what's up. Oh, yes.
Oh, I've been listening to you talk about yourself, and what I saw in you was an intelligent young man who had something to say, and who had something interesting to say, and probably had more to say than he thought he did.
Let me get my tissue and dab my eyes, but, but yeah, I really appreciate it. I really do. And that's how I felt when I started the original blog. I didn't think I had that much to say. And then 3 years later, it was like, oh my God, I really did have something to say.
Yes, you have plenty to say. And I like the way you say it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like I get a lot of compliments about just the way I'm so candid and conversational. It's like I just wanted to really just set myself apart in that way. It wasn't about being just formal and just trying to impress anybody. It was me just being real. I just really needed to be real when I started this whole social media thing.
And that's what attracted me to you, was the fact that you were real.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't putting on any airs, and you weren't trying to be someone that you were not. You were just Toddy. And after about the third or fourth time you chastised me for calling you Todd, I to call you Toddy.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't know, is my actual name is Toddy. That is on my birth certificate and everything.
Toddy.
It's my actual name. And it's like they would kill me when they would say, call me Todd. And I'm like, no, that's not what my mama told me. So it's, but I will admit that in my professional life, I actually do go by Todd, just to just to seem like I'm a bit more mature because everybody thinks it's like a little nickname or something and can they take me seriously? But yeah, that I've had to tell a lot of people that my actual name is Toddy. So.
Well, you know, it only took 3 or 4 tries for me to finally get it.
Yeah. And, I also did something else, this year that, I actually posted it on my Facebook page that I actually added, Prince to my actual name. I went down to the courthouse, had it legally changed.
And so you are officially Prince Toddy English.
Yeah. But, my last name isn't actually English. It's still my government name. But online, Prince Toddy English.
Nobody needs to know.
Exactly. Hey, brother got to have a little privacy, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what can we expect to be hearing from you in the next few weeks or on your show as the show?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to, like I said earlier, I'm definitely going to make a next episode is going to be a PSA in favor of retail sales associates everywhere at this time of year. As people need to hear it. As a former retail sales slave, I feel I might have to show brothers and sisters solidarity. So
I have did my time in retail.
Have to stand in the gap, Audrey. Yes, it's not for the meek or the weak.
It is not. It is not. You cannot have thin skin and work retail, especially around the holidays.
No, you can't. It's like either you get in there and you just do it or you just go home and cry. It's not for anybody.
Yeah.
I did it for a year and a half, and trust me, I would never do it again. And I have the utmost respect for any retail sales associate when I go into any store, be it clothing, be it just a grocery store. You have to have respect for those people because once you've been behind the scenes, you know what they go through.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You've got customers yelling at you in the front. You've got management yelling at you in the back.
And yes,
you know, you just can't seem to please both ends at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was just something that drove me bonks. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do this special show, and I want everybody to hear it. And that's what I'm hoping it occurs. and so pretty much anyway, like I told you before, I'm going to basically stick with my original subject matter, which is I'm going to be doing movie reviews on the regular because, you know, I go to the movies a lot.
Yeah,
and
you do, and I always do your reviews.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to keep the reviews up. I'm going to I never really get behind entertainment news because there aren't any celebrities with the exception of you know who. Yes, that fascinates me.
I know that girl that you sang with that groove.
Yes, anybody who doesn't know, that's Miss Beyonce Giselle Knowles. Yes, that's the one Audrey does not think is all of that, but we all know that she really is all of that. So,
Miss Audrey never claimed to be. Well, no, I was not. I'm not about to lie. That lie. Never claimed to be perfect, because everybody knows I am.
Okay, but I'll forgive you, Miss Audrey. I forgive you for that.
Okay,
I forgive you for that, and I still love you, and I won't like come after you with a machete or anything.
Oh, okay. No. Because that'd make it real difficult for you to continue your show.
Okay, exactly. Exactly, like, that'd be totally biting the hand that feeds me, okay?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yes, but, I actually have a tribute show intended for that young lady.
Alrighty then.
Yes, an entire tribute show about why I love Beyonce.
Okay.
How do I love Beyonce? Let me count the ways. Oh, yeah, that's going to be the title of it. Yes, yes. Yes, it's going to be like an ode, a beautiful Shakespearean ode.
Okay. I'll be sure to wear my earplugs that day.
Okay.
I shouldn't do that. I don't begrudge you your fondness for Beyonce, even though I know the word fondness is putting it lightly. I don't begrudge you that at all, because you're not a fan of Mr. Knowles, and I happen to be a fan of Mr. Knowles.
Okay, I'll just say I am a casual Jay-Z fan. I'm not like hardcore, like I'll be going to the concerts or anything, but I do admit I own a copy of the Blueprint. I admit it.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm a casual fan. Let's put it like that.
Okay. All right.
But
we'll meet up halfway.
Yeah, I'm beyond the borders with Beyonce though. Let me say this. When I was little, my mom used to take me to all of the Destiny's Child concerts, and me and my friends, we would just be cutting up like big time. But see, like, I've never been to a Beyonce solo performance yet, and that is going to be like, once I'm able to accomplish that, that will be like my pilgrimage to Mecca. That's like seriously, that's like seriously gonna be a big thing for me. I wanna be so close, like in the front row, that I could get hit by a stray weed track or something. I gotta do it. That's my bucket list. I gotta go sit front row in a Beyonce concert.
Oh, sister girl's got enough money that she better not get a weed. She better not get hit.
Yeah, that lace front better be on point, okay?
Better be. I've watched her on TV doing some of her stuff, and all that head flipping and stuff she got.
Oh, yeah. It's tight. it's on there tight. Yeah, she got it on there good. So, I love that Beyonce. I am not going to lie. I love me some Beyonce. Okay, I can stay on that too long, but moving right along. It's like as I previously stated a few times before, the show is just gonna be pretty much my blog to my voice. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm actually gonna go back through the archives of my original blog and like bring some of my most popular posts that I've written about. Okay. And talk about them here, because there are like a lot of issues that a lot of people want to talk about, but I've found nobody really does it constructively. There's only been a few blogs that I've read that really delved into certain things constructively. And I mean, not to toot my own horn, but mine is one of them. So I've never heard anybody really speak just in depth about being African American, LGBT, and irreligious. So I'd actually like to have a show about that. And that show, I'd like to actually have call-ins. I'd like to have people call in and maybe give me feedback on that or whatever. Okay. So that one I'll definitely say for when I go to an hour show.
Okay.
But because I definitely want to hear what people have to say about that. And because, in the African American community, Audrey, we're very religious. We're very religious. And for me, I kind of, in that aspect, I feel alienated from a lot of things because I don't share that bond anymore. I mean, I used to be super duper religious as a teenager, but as an adult, I'm no longer religious. And so, there's not a lot of voices in the community that are supportive of somebody like me.
Right.
And then when you go out to the little atheist functions and things of that nature, you're usually maybe, if you're lucky, one of two black faces in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And so definitely I really want to open up that door. And so people who maybe African American and irreligious can come in and say, oh, hey, this guy identifies with me. This guy is like me. And so I'm hoping that will be a good show too.
It
should. So look forward to it.
I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as far as the call-in show is concerned, maybe we can do that one as a Google Hangout and you can get several people on at the same time.
Oh, excellent. I love that. That'd be actually even better, just to have like a dialogue. Because I feel like a lot of people, there are certain issues people just avoid, and I don't think we should avoid them. We should really discuss them. So, I'm looking forward to using this show as a platform to really discuss issues that really, as I've said before, that are very important to me. Because hearkening back to what I was talking about when I first started my conversation earlier, To My Friends With Love, Sincerely, Toddy English was really me trying to understand the world around me by asking questions and being inquisitive and just talking about everything. It was me learning to understand my surroundings. It really helped me to grow up. Because I was very immature when I started writing. If you go back to my original post, I was very just immature, kind of lost. But as it progressed, you could see the changes in me as a person.
Uh-huh.
And so, it was helping me to understand the world around me. And so I'm hoping that not only will it help somebody else to have the same epiphany, maybe it'll help me learn a little bit more too, just from the people I hope to have on the show. And even you, Miss Audrey, I hope like I influence you as well. So that's what I'm looking for.
That's why I offered you a spot.
Excellent. Okay. I keep blushing whenever you say that.
Toddy, you just really don't know how highly I regard you. You're a young man, you are a young gay man, and most of the young gay, and I know a lot of young gay men, and I know a lot of people in the community, being an honorary member myself. I know and I see a lot of LGBT youth and young adults, and the vast majority of them are not nearly as centered or as focused as you, and able to look back at their own history and say, this is where I was, and this is where I am now, and this is where I hope to go. And especially living in Southern California, WeHo is only 30 minutes away from me. You know, you go down there and you see young gay men doing what young gay men do. They're out partying, they're out being beautiful, they're out, you know, they're in their prime, and, you know, they're out there living their lives in the way that the LGBT community encourages young gay men to do that. Go out to the clubs and, you know, dance and party and all that. It's not very often that I come across a young gay man who is as focused as you are.
Yeah.
That's not to say that they're not intelligent, because I've only met one or two that left me questioning exactly whether or not their parents were related. But but a vast majority of the young gay men that I know are just in about the business of being young. Mm-hmm. And I don't begrudge them that, but you are cut from a different cloth. And what I saw was that who you were needed a platform. I have the platform for you, and so it only made sense to offer it to you.
Yeah, I so appreciate that, and I really hope to do really good things with this. It's not for me. I've always been about, I want to entertain my audience, but I also want you to walk away with a different outlook. I want you to walk away having that, what Oprah calls it, an aha moment.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God, yeah, I learned something from that, because I've always been perceptive of everything and everybody around me, and everything I look at that comes into my life, whether it be movies, television, or what some random person on the street may say to me, I'm like, oh my God, that totally meant something. It's like, you can literally, if you pay close enough attention, you can have these life-changing moments and nothing gargantuan or colossal had to happen. It's like you can just really just, like, I've had people tell me just little things, like this one girl told me earlier this year when I was just going through a lot of different things. She told me something just so simple. She said, "Oh, a new year, a new life." I was like, "Oh my God!" It was like she was talking right to me, and so I really just took that, and it was just an epiphanal moment for me.
Huh?
And so yeah, I really want my platform to be that. I want people to not only have fun. I just want them to be informed and make good choices for themselves. Because as a young gay man, I like to have fun too. I mean, occasionally I party and stuff. However, I don't want that to be the sum of me.
Right.
That's not all of who I am. Right. And I really want people to see that. Just being young gay and out is more than just going to clubs and fashion and all this, that, and the other. Like, I like those things just as much as the next guy. However, there is more to life than that. And I'm laying the foundation for the life that I would like to have when I'm, like, in my 30s, uh-huh. when I'm 40, 50 or something. I'm looking long-term. But I'm also living right now, too. So it's just all about, it's just life. And so that's how I like to think of, like, what I'm doing, life. Like, I'm giving people life lessons in a way. And I'm learning some lessons, too. So, yeah, that's going to be To My Friends With Love. Sincerely, Prince Toddy English.
And I am absolutely looking forward to it, especially your movie reviews. I spend so much time working that I forget.
Yeah.
And enjoy myself. And I used to just get up and go to the movies by myself and just, you know, do stuff like that. I don't do it anymore, and I need to get back to doing that. But I've got so much stuff going on now with TiVa Radio and with new hosts coming in and, you know, just doing the thing, doing the damn thing every day.
Okay.
I forget. to do that, and I don't get a chance to do that. I don't give myself enough opportunity. So I kind of rely on your reviews to know whether or not I would be wasting my time to go in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I do the dirty work while you say, "Oh, I'm not going to go see it."
Yeah. Well, and you know, but that too is something that we have in common. We're both movie geeks.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You will never meet a bigger movie geek. I swear to God.
You know, Miss Audrey is all about her geeks.
Okay.
Been a big old, yes. Most of her own life, Miss Audrey loves her geeks almost as much as she
oh, yeah.
loves gay men and lesbians.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm like one merged into it. That must be the affinity that we have.
You're the perfect storm.
Okay. Yes.
You're a young black gay man who happens to be a movie geek.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. I have a feeling if we went to the same high school, we would have been best friends. I absolutely know we would have.
We would have been the two that ended up in detention all the time because we were
just laughing. Yes. And that's actually one movie I'm going to review next, which is called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. That was a really good movie.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then
yes.
I look forward to your review.
Oh, yeah. That movie was actually my high school experience.
Oh.
Yes. It was very good. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, Audrey, and once again, I just thank you so much. I have so much gratitude for this. I really do.
You are so welcome, and I owe you a debt of gratitude as well for agreeing to host a show and get over your stage fright and, you know, just making it happen.
Definitely. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta go for it. So I'm all about just going for things, because if I had never gone for things in my life, I'd still be just stagnant sitting in the same place I was maybe 2 years ago. And so, no, you gotta, when you have an opportunity, you gotta take it, and you can't be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, don't be afraid of it. You know, someone told me a long time ago that you have to ride your horse in the direction it's going.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, that's been one of the guiding forces of my life. You know, when things happen, they happen for a reason. You don't necessarily have to know what the reason is, but it's incumbent upon you to make the choice of whether or not you're going to roll along with it. And I prefer to roll along because you never know.
Yeah, you never know what can happen. So that's ultimately the reason why I took it. I said, you know what? I'll always kick myself in my life if I just said, what if I had not done that show, or what if I had done that show? Yeah, that's what I mean. What if I had done it? And I never want to do that ever.
Yeah, well, so, you know, if you had said no, you would have had to suffer me bugging you about it for the rest of your life. You said yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, definitely. So I'm glad I took it then, because I would have been like, oh, my God, is she going to quit? Yeah, okay. All right, with that said, I guess I've done my 30 minutes. And no, I've actually gone beyond 30 minutes. It was like I kind of lost track of time, actually. This was fun.
Yes, you see? See what happens? This is.
Yeah, I'm already into it. So, well, for this episode, I've done my 30 minutes. And once again, this is Prince Toddy English. And I look forward to seeing you all next week as I send a special shout out to my fellow retail sales slaves on this holiday season. And I'm hoping Miss Audrey comes back in and joins me and talks about her tales of retail horror too.
Oh, so Miss Audrey spent 15 years in retail.
15? Oh my God. Oh God. You deserve like a medal of honor. I'm so.
And I spent 8 of those years in retail management hell.
Oh my God.
I've got some stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I can only imagine, because I feel so sorry for some of the managers because they are pulled in every single direction.
Yes. Yes. So we'll talk about that next time.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right. Well, this is Prince Toddy English. And I'm signing off, so all of you have a very nice day, and cheers. Goodbye.
And this is Miss Audrey saying, have a great night, everybody. Look for Toddy. We're going to find him a regular spot and see where he fits most comfortably, and you will be hearing him at least once a week.
Holla.
Holla. All right. I almost forgot that we were pre-recording a show.
I know, really. I had fun. I'm like, okay, I'm with it.
Something that I left behind. When I leave this world, I'll leave no regrets. Leave something to remember so they won't forget I was here. I lived, I loved, I was here. I did. I've done everything that I wanted, and it was more than I thought it would be. I will leave my mark so everyone will know I was here. I wanna gonna say I lived each day until I died, and know that I am something in somebody's life. The hearts I have touched will be the proof that I leave, that I'm done everything that I wanted, and it was more than I thought it would be. I will leave my mark so everyone.